Yosef, I might need you to help me out a little bit. Some of the Gemara is quite tricky here. Divrei Agada, but let's begin straight away. We're on the third very wide line, where the Gemara says as follows. Margale bepume da abaya. We had this phrase already in the Gemara, and it means a regular statement. He used to frequently say, Abaya used to frequently say the following. La'olam yehe odom orum beyira. Now, what does the word orum mean? Normally, we know orum means from the word unclothed. But Rashi over here says something different. Look at Rashi. Rashi says, orum beyira laha'arim b'chol mine ormo. Le'iras boiroi. Laha'arim means to trick. Like we learned in Pasha's Toldos, it says, with Esav and Yaakov, bo achicha b'mirmo, b'ormo. Your brother came with guile, sly. A person has to be a Yiras Shamayim, but he knows he's always involved in a fight with the Yetzirah. So he's got to be cunning. He's got to have a battle strategy on how he deals with the Yetzirah. That's what I think it means. Orum b'yiro. Your Yira Shomayim has to be, you've got to be sly, you've got to be cunning. Is that how Rabbi Altstrahl translate, Rabbi Yosef?
Cunning, 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 yeah.
Cunning. So you've got to be cunning in your Yira. Ma'ane rach, this is a posuk, a quote from a posuk in Mishle. Person should be softly spoken. Meshiv chemo. How do they translate meshiv chemo, Rabbi Yosef?
Meshiv chemo is a gentle reply.
A gentle
turns
reply.
Away wrath. Turns away wrath. Turns away wrath.
Turns away wrath. The person has to know how to be able to calm a situation down. Person should always endeavor to bring about peace, harmony between his brethren, his relations. There is no inyan to start up a fight with a guy. To the contrary, you don't have to be friendly with him, but you're supposed to live harmoniously with him. Even with a guy in the street. Kedei, so that sheyehei ohuv lamalo, v'nechmod lamato. So that indeed he will be loved above, meaning in Shomayim, v'nechmod lamato, and pleasant down below. You should get on with everybody. V'yehei mekubel al habriyos, and he should be accepted by all. That's the way that one should be. So much so that Omru Allah the Rabban Yechon ben Zakkai Sheloi Hikdimu Odom Shalom Me'olam. There's nobody who preempted him with saying Shalom. You used to meet somebody, and before you knew it, he would say Shalom to them. Ba'afilu Nochri Bashuk. Even a guy in the street, very, very important limud. Furush Gemara, according to this, that if you see a guy in the street, that you may and you should, you can greet him. You don't have to be friendly with him. On some occasions, it's also to be friendly with him. It might be also to give him a gift, but to say hello, Mefurish Gemara, this is what Reb Yochanan ben Zakkai used to do. Okay, another saying, Margale Bapume de Rava. Rava used to say the following. Tachlis chochma, tshuva umaisim toivim, says Rashi. Ikra shel Torah, the whole ikra of Torah is sheyehei imo. It should always be accompanied with tshuva umaisim toivim. This actually we just mentioned in the Vav last night. But if you're doing Torah but without accompanying maisim toivim, then that's considered sorely lacking. Obviously, Torah is the most important. But nonetheless, it's got to be tshuva im Maisim Tovim, with Tshuva Maisim Tovim. Shelo Yehe Odom, a person shall not be Koire Vashoine. A person should not read Vashoine and learn Boyet Ba'oviv Ubi'imoi, literally translated to kick his father and his mother. Ubamishu Godol Mimenu Ubachachma. Or anybody who's greater than him, b'chachma. In other words, if somebody learns Torah but he's disrespectful to all those around him, then clearly his Torah is not being accompanied by Maisim Tovim, and it doesn't seem to be rubbing off in the correct way on his midos.
I remember hearing Rav Sauer in Shir once. Someone was remarking about a certain person we all knew, and he said he's been through all of Shach. So Rav Sauer looked at him and said, yes, but has Shach been through him?
Very good. Exactly, that's the point. No point going through the Gemara. The Gemara has to go through you and change you. Shenema, Reishis Chochma, Yiras Hashem. The beginning of Chochma is Yiras Hashem, Seichel Toiv L'Kol Oisehem. Lo'isim, or they change it to Lo'imdehem, Lo'inemar, Elo Lo'isehem. As important, or the tachlis of the learning is not just the learning, but in order that it should rub off, as you said, it should go through you, Lo'isehem, to those who perform, to those who do what they're supposed to. Meaning Lo'isim Lishma, V'lo'i Lo'isim Shaloi Lishma. Because Kol Ha'oise Shaloi Lishma, if you perform Torah or mitzvahs, shalei lishma, not for the correct purpose, and the Gemara warns us very sharply, noyach loi shalei nivra. Better that he wouldn't be born, created. Which now raises a whole halachic shayla. The Gemara seems to be saying that if you learn Torah shalei lishma, and that's an extremely negative thing. In fact, it's so negative, it would be better still if you would not have learned. In fact, it's better if you wouldn't have been created at all. Which, of course, begs the obvious question, because we all know the famous principle, the Chazal tell us that you should always learn, at least begin, Shaloi Lishma, because that way you'll get to Lishma. So how can the Gemara say that anybody who learns Shaloi Lishma, it's better had he not been created, but yet Mefurish and Gemara, that you can learn Shalei Lishma in order to get you to Lishma. So we'll see that Rashi and Tosfos both make a distinction. There are two types of learning Shalei Lishma. Let's have a look. Says Rashi. Hoi se Shalei Lishma, zog Rashi, noyach lo Shalei Nivra, pirish. We're talking about somebody who is not learning in order to be Mekayim. In other words, for the sake of being Mekayim, the mitzvahs. Ela lekamter. What does lekamter mean? Lekamter means just to be able to attack and poke fun at others. In other words, the ideal is a person is supposed to be learning Lishma. Lishma means you learn Torah in order to know the Torah, in order to perform the mitzvahs, and not use Torah for your own self-interests. If you do learn for yourself, own self-interests, that can be divided into one of two cases. Either kedei lekamter, to poke fun at others. You learn Torah, and you indeed become knowledgeable, and you use that, therefore, to fight and put down other people. So not only has the Torah not been learned for the right reasons, it's been learned for absolutely the wrong reason. You're using it as a vehicle to put others down. Says Rashi, to the Perek Mokim Shanoagu. In the Perek there, in Perek Mokim Shanoagu, it says, Omrinon, Rava Romi Ksiv, he asked a stira, Rava asked a stira. It says, ad shomayim chastacha, and then it says, may al shomayim. Is it till the heaven or above the heaven? And the Gemara makes that distinction. Kan ba'oisek shaloi lishma, v'hosam ayri במקיים כדי שיחבדו. אחרי משהו בירושלמי לפרקים. Rashi is clearly making a distinction, and Tosis spells this out, as we'll see in a moment. There are two types of learning Shalei Lishmo. One type is, as we just mentioned, you use your Torah knowledge to put others down. The others is, you don't use it to put others down, but you use it to promote yourself, to gain kavod. You become a Baal Gaiva. Now, either one is obviously negative. But we all understand that lekanter, putting others down, is definitely worse. So if we want to know in the final analysis, learning shalei lishmo, is it permitted or is it not permitted? And the answer is, it depends. If you're learning shalei lishmo kedei lekanter, which means to attack, to fight with others, then it's better if you were not created at all. But if you're just learning for your own personal agenda in order to promote yourself, even though that's also shalei lishma, but that's permissible again if it's with intent to get eventually to limud Torah lishma. Have a look at Tosas, the bottom Tosas. Tosas spells this out. Oise shalei lishma noyach loy shalei nivra. Says Tosas, v'im toima. I don't understand. Ha'omar, Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, again the same Gemara that Rashi quoted in the Perek Makom Shenoagu, La'olam Yasek Adam B'Torah U'B'Mitzvos Afilu Shelo'i Lishma. It says quite clearly that a person can indeed learn Shelo'i Lishma, Shemitoch Shelo'i Lishma Bo Lishma. Because through the Loi Lishma, you will get to the Lishma. So we seem to have an absolute contradiction between the two Gemaras. In our Gemara, it says that if you learn Shalei Lishma, then that is so critical, it's better that you are not born. And yet, over here, it seems to say the opposite. It seems to say that actually it's quite a positive thing. That if you learn Shalei Lishma, that's okay, because that way you'll eventually come to learn Lishma. So we seem to have a bit of a stira. Says Taisus, exactly the same distinction. V'yeshloima, dahocha, mairi, she'eino loimeid, elo, lekanter chaveiro. Over here, where it talks very negatively about people learning Shalei Lishma, and that it's better had he not been created, that's talking about when he's learning Lekanter L'Chaveirov, to pick up a fight against his friends. V'hosam, over there, however, where it says that you can learn Shalei Lishma, Mairi Shalei Meid Al Menas She'yechabduhu. You're not looking to pick a fight. You're learning in order to get covered, which might not be a positive thing, but it's mutter to do because eventually you'll get to learning Torah Lishma.
Perhaps everybody needs a little cover now and then.
Right. And that's what the Gemara is saying. A bit of Shalei Lishma will get you to Lishma. It's important to point out, by the way, that Reb Chaim Volozhin writes, even though you're allowed to learn Torah Shalei Lishma, in order to get to the Lishma, but that's only if indeed you really are aiming to get to the Lishma. In other words, you're not allowed to learn Torah Shalei Lishma and then happily stay there forever. It has to be with view to eventually propel you to Limud Torah Lishma. So if you're learning Shalei Lishma Lekanter, not only to promote yourself, but to put others down, and that's no heta whatsoever. But if you're learning for the covered reasons, if it is with view to get you lishma, then it is permissible. So there's no stira in the Gemara. Okay, back to our Gemara. Says the Gemara, Margalei bapumei derav, again, famous statement. Rav used to famously say, Loi ke oilam hazeh ha oilam haba. Not so oilam hazeh and oilam haba. They're not comparable. What's the obvious difference? Ha'olam habo ein boi lo yachila v'shtia. In the world to come, there is no eating or drinking. There's no achila v'shtia. V'loi piria v'rivya. The family can't be developed. V'loi masa umaton. Neither is any business dealings. V'loi kino. There is no jealousy. V'loi sinos. No hatred. V'loi tachros. And there's no competition. All of those are distinct features of Olam Hazeh. Not so, however, in Olam Haba. What does Olam Haba look like? Rather, the famous line, Elof Tzadikim, Yoishvim, Tzadikim there are sitting, Va'atrei Seyem, Baroshayim, and they have their crown on their heads, V'ne'enim, Miziv HaShchino, and they are benefiting or enjoying or reveling in the basking in the glory of the Shchino, Shenemar, Va'yechesu Es Oleikim, Va'yechu Va'yishtu. This Vayechlu Vayishtu, as Rashi points out, is not literal. As Rashi says, Savu miziv hashchina ki'ilu achlu v'shasu. It is as if they ate and drank. It's not a physical sensation. It is, of course, a spiritual pleasure. Says the Gemara, and Rabbi Yosef, you'll have to help me out over here, if you will. Says the Gemara, Gedoila Havtacha Shehivtichon HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lenoshim Yoiser Minho Anoshim. Greater is the promise that HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised to the women, more so than then to the men. What does that mean? Shenema, this is a pasuk in Yeshaya, Noshim Sha'ananois Koimono Shemana Koili Benois boitchois ha'azino imrosi. This is a pasuk which is referring to the noshim. It says noshim, and they are called sha'ananois and boitchois. Sha'ananois means they will be calm. Boitchois, they will be secure. So there is a special haftocha for the women, which men don't get. There is a certain serenity and calm that noshim are zeicha to that men do not have. Omalei Rav Rabchia noshim b'mai zachion, very famous Gemara. What is the main zechus of noshim? Meaning, noshim are not mukhiv in Talmud Torah. And as we know, Talmud Torah is the number one mitzvah, the number one zechus, Talmud Torah keneged kulam. But women do not have that mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And if that's the case, the question must be asked, so what is their zechus? What is their shaychus to Torah? Says the Gemara, Ba'akriye benayhu lebeit kenishta, because they encourage their children to go to shul. Uba'asnuye gavrayu beirabonon, and they make sure their husbands go to learn in the yeshiva. And the notrin legavrayu ad the osumi beirabonon. And also they wait for their husbands to come back from the yeshiva patiently. Says Rashi, let's see what this means. Lebei kinishta, says Rashi, tinoikoi shel beis rabon. The young children, hayu regilim, liyos, loimdim, lifnei rabon, beis hakneses. As opposed to now, where children learn in schools, they used to learn in the shul, and that's why we talk about taking a child to the beis hakneses. Bei rabonon, beis hamedrash, shom shayin, and that's where you learn Mishnah v'Gemara. The notrim legavrai, they wait for their husbands. What does that mean, they wait? Mamtinois lebaaleyen, the nois nois lohem rashus, and they give them full permission loleches v'lil moy Torah be'ir acheres, to go and learn Torah in another city. The wife is moisa nefesh to send her husband off to learn in another city, or anywhere far away from the home, and it's a mesiras nefesh, because the husband is therefore not available, not on site, unable to be necessarily hands-on at home, and that is the zechus of the mesiras nefesh of the wife who enabled that and she allowed that to happen. Says the Gemara, ki have a miftari rabbonon mibei rav ami. When the rabbonon left the yeshiva of rav ami, says Rashi, miftari rabbonon zeh mezeh, when they parted company from each other, shayenoytel rishus mechaveroi loshav lebeisoy la'aretz. So they were from a different land and they were asking permission, can we now go home at the end of the semester, I assume, can we now go home back to our original country of origin? So when they parted company, who parted from who? The Rabbona Mibeir of Ami, Omri La, and some say no, it was Mibeir of Hanina. Omri Le, they said to him as follows. They gave him a bracha. Hachi Oilomcha Tire. This is the way that your life should look, as Rashi points out, kol tzrochecho timtza. All your needs you should be able to find. That's the bracha that they gave to the Rebbe. Hochi oilomcho tire b'chayecho. All your needs should be taken care of in your lifetime. V'acharischo, and your end should be l'chaye ha'olam haba. V'tikvascho l'doir. So he's giving his bracha and he's saying, V'loshoimcha yarchish renonis. So Rabbi Yosef, how do they translate that? Your tongue should whisper.
I lost the place. Sorry.
It's the fifth line from the bottom towards the end of the line.
Olushoimcha, may your tongue bring forth song.
May your tongue bring forth song, okay. Afapecho yashiru negdecho. And your, how do they translate that?
Eyelids, yeah, should look straight before you.
Okay, keep on going.
May your eyes be enlightened by the light of Torah.
That's einecho yoiru b'ma'or Torah.
Yeah, and may your face shine like the brightness of the sky.
Right, uponecho yazhiru. Zoya Rokia Sifseisecho, may your lips Yabiu express das, wisdom, the Kilyoisecho Ta'aloizno Meshorim. How do they translate that?
Your kidneys rejoice in righteousness. And they explain that kidneys are considered like the heart to be part of sort of the brain.
Mm-hmm.
They quote a posuk, I think. 64. Mishle.
Okay. I think it means in your footsteps, your roots.
Yes, your feet. Oh, don't know. What are they?
Did he freeze again?
I think so. Did with me.
Oh, you're fine. Who is your internet provider?
It should run to hear Asik Yoimin. What's Asik Yoimin? Ancient?
Ancient of days. It's a reference to Hashem, and they quote a posik in Daniel.
Mm-hmm. Right, okay. So that's the bracha that that he gave. Okay, I'm afraid I'm going to have to hold it here anyway. Now, with regard tomorrow, check your emails, because I have a bris tomorrow. If it's on time, I'll not be able to learn. So I'll check your emails and we'll be in touch with regard to tomorrow's share, Ms. Hashem.
Okay. Have a good day.
Yes, go ahead.